对这个中观入中论的这个解说的时候呢，他也是将功劳全部交给他的上师，如龙树菩萨和布达巴利达。
So it is more fitting that we will be just vaguely go through.The Amitabha Sutra, if you call it.
所以比较适合的方法说法呢，是说我们将粗略的、大概的看过这个《阿弥陀经》，如果能够这么说的话。
After all, even an attempt to read and try to understand has to have so much virtuous power.
毕竟呢，即便是只是要尝试阅读或者尝试理解这些法语呢，也是有那么多那么强的功德力量。
In the sutras, we read that the words of the Buddha forget about contemplating and meditating upon it, but even to have the sutra written and kept in the house brings so much blessing.
因为呢，在经典里面，我们认识到说，当我们阅读佛陀的法语的时候呢，就不必说去修持它，还是禅修这些法语，即便只是将这些经文书写下来，摆在家中，这样都已经是具有很大的功德了。
In my limited understanding, Chinese Buddhism seem to have amazingtradition of reading and contemplating the sutras, which is something that we Tibetans have lost, or losing at least.
在仁波切这个一点点的认知里面呢，他了解到这中国的佛教徒，他们有一个非常好的这个传统，就是要阅读，要思维经典。而这方面呢，西藏的佛教徒可能已经完全遗失，或者正在遗失这样的一个传统。
We are more, should I say, distracted by the shastras.
那西藏的佛教徒呢是不是能够这么说呢，西藏的佛教徒比较被这些论著所分散了我们的注意力。
And thirdly, Even among the Shastras, we Tibetans seem to be more distracted by the commentaries written by the Tibetans themselves.
那更让人悲伤的是，即便是我们说我们喜欢读论著，但是我们西藏的佛教徒似乎更被这西藏人本身所书写的论著所分散了我们的注意力。
So in many ways, even though it is very painful to admit, in many ways, when people call Tibetan Buddhism Lamaism, it is painfully correct. It is really at times not even Buddhism, it is Lamaism.
所以从很多方面来说，虽然要承认这点是有点痛苦的，但是当有些人他们称西藏佛教为这个喇嘛教，虽然听起来真的很痛苦，但是是很痛苦的正确的说法，有时候是这么说的。
So to begin, I'm going to tune my motivation.
要开始呢，仁波切就要调整他的发心。
I'll try to have a right motivation.
他会尝试升起正确的发心。
Which is very difficult in this day and age.
那这并非常困难，在现在当今世上非常困难。
Because I've been kind of in a solitary situation, and this is kind of the first time I'm facing a lot of people, so my vanity is hitting me, and I'm always correcting myself. Am I sitting properly? Am I presentable? And so on and so forth.
那因为仁波切长期在一个独处的状况里面，那这是他第一次出来面对这么多人，那他这个有点虚荣心就开始了现在开始产生了，就是说他做的方法对不对啊，说的东西对不对。
Ideally, as a listener's motivation has to be triggered byWishing to listen to this teaching so that you have a path to enlightenment.
理想上来说呢，作为听众的，我们的发心必须是就是这个心愿，就是希望我们听这个经呢，能够让我们找到这个将我们引至觉悟的这条法道。
And because of that, a teacher's motivation is also not to become famousgain respect, gain offerings, or gain some kind of attention, but to really benefit the seeker of enlightenment's being, the being.
因此呢，这个教授的这个传法的导师，他的发心也不可以是为了成名，为了赢得大家的尊敬，为了得到供养，为了得到大家的专注在注意力在他身上。但真正的呢，这个导师必须是要真正的利益到这听众，利益到这一位众生。
So, as I said.Right motivation is difficult to have, and even before having it, to understand right motivation is already difficult.
就如仁波切之前说的，要升起这个正确的动机是非常困难的。那即便是在升起动机之前呢，要听到这个动机的时候，要理解什么是正确的动机，也是很困难的。
Okay. Anyway, what I usually do, which is basically.Emulating all my teachers is to pray to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas so that I will have a right motivation some way, one way or another.
因此呢，一般上仁波切所做的就是他就学习他的上师们所做的，就是他们都会向佛菩萨祈求，祈请说他不知道透过什么方法，就是会升起这样的一个正确的动机。
And.If you feel like having a right motivation, please do so.
如果你也想要升起正确的动机的话，请自便。
tam ke tu ji sha ji ri su chung shen ji me de ju bin se ji chung bo da bu zu sha ji je be shen na chung de de shi tu ne si mi tu jin te zen wo su dam de me shu dang ye jong lo de de yin la chu gi jin bi ten tu me de ju zu bin lo de ting zin ja ta ma de ji zong ji zhe rong de bu zong ji zhe tong tu wang ba ma ga be de rin de rin chung cha yi ge de lu dan le jin gi chu da da mi ge de do tam ji ge de do ri Namgi Tadangin Bizimji Tamjiri Dundu Zorbi Sanjiji Kovu Tabarisha Teiji Dundu Tambi Chuchu Kati Samuzan Dundu Tsuji Dundu Zangai Jowin Yimbis Amba Chuchu Dundu Samjiji Dundu Samba Nangar Chuchu
Okay, so let's begin with vaguely summarizing the sutra.
那我们开始呢就先很粗略的大概的简短的说一下这部经
义 I think In China, and also present-day Japan, they seem to have quite a strong tradition of doing the, you know, practicing the Amitabha Sutra or recollecting the Amitabha, his name, his seed syllable, and for that matter, whole Sukhavati.
Rinpoche 认为在中国还有今天的日本呢还有一个相当强的一个传统就是修持阿弥陀经或者回忆忆起阿弥陀佛的名号或者念诵他的种子字或者是就是忆起忆念整个西方净土这一个传统
And I'm sure some of you know this A practice of the Amitabha also encourage a lot believing and have a, you know, unwavering devotion to the existence of the Sukhavati and the power of the Buddha, Amitabha.
那当你们当中有些人也会知道说这个阿弥陀佛的修法呢也是鼓励大家升起很强大的这个信念，然后一种不会毫无动摇的一种信心，就是对于这个西方净土存在以及阿弥陀佛具有广大的力量这样的一种信念，要坚定不移。
And of course, like many things in the human world, this has then become some kind of a culture or a custom.Something that is practiced in countries there where there is Buddhist majority.
当然的，就好像人世间所有许多其他的东西发展的一样，久而久之，这就演变成一种文化、一种习俗，是在一些佛教徒具占大多数的国家里面人们所修持的。
So much so that if a businessman wants to.Have his or her business successful, you almost can't think of Amitabha Buddha. You have to think about Zambala. As if Amitabha is not so good with, you know, economy stuff.
那到什么地步呢？比如说，如果有个生意人，他想要让他的事业非常的成功，那好像就好像他不能够去想阿弥陀佛，而应该去想财神，就好像阿弥陀佛不能够让你在财富上有所增长。
So we tend to give the most grim job to Amitabha, sort of something to do with the death and near death and all that.
那我们通常给这个阿弥陀佛的分派给他的工作是不太好的，就是跟死亡啊，还是差不多要死亡那种情况，才把这份任务交给他。
And this is all we human beings. This is how we end up making things, and it becomes so strong in our system.
这就是我们人类，我们经常把东西变成演化成这个样子，然后这样的一种想法也变得非常的坚固。
Then, probably this is boring, but kind of important. I have to say this, but then I think there was a change, a big change in the world.
那仁波切说，可能接下去讲的有点闷，但是是相当重要的。然后仁波切认为，可能在这个世界上后来有一个很大的变化。
the West became very strong economically, and well, in other words, the things that is produced by West, boats does not sink, aeroplane does fly, whereas Sukhavati might happen, might not happen, it's not tangible.
那后来呢，西方就变得非常的强大，无论是在经济上或者其他方面。意思就是说呢，在西方国家，他们所产生的东西，好像船只是不会沉船，那飞机能够飞等等。相比之下呢，我们的所谓的极乐世界，可能有可能不存在，根本就是碰不到的一样东西，抽象的东西。
So I think there was a lot of a quest of Western education.
那就有很多人去追寻西方教育。
And with it came Christian, Judaism, or Islam, all the religion that is coming from the other side.
那同时呢，就从那一边来了各种各样的宗教，如基督教、犹太教、伊斯兰教。
Well, then.Amitabha realm is the heaven, Amitabha is the God, and the Avalokiteshvara is God's secretary, you know, so on and so forth.
然后呢，阿弥陀佛就阿弥陀佛。
Oh, son of the God, we should say. No. Son of the God.
然后呢，阿弥陀佛净土就成了天堂，阿弥陀佛成了上帝，那观音菩萨就是上帝的秘书或者上帝的儿子子嗣。
Or actually, in Chinese case, daughter of the Buddha, right?
或者对华人而言，观音菩萨是阿弥陀佛的女儿。
So what I'm trying to say is, present day, the understanding of the Amitabha and Amitabha Sutra is very convoluted with religious idea, the heaven, the God, pray to this, you know, you know all of that.
那仁波切要说的是呢，现在很多人对阿弥陀佛以及阿弥陀经的理解呢，被各种各样的这些宗教性的概念所掺杂、所影响了，如那些有关天堂、上帝、祈祷等等的概念都掺在一起。
So much so that even among the Buddhists, more intellectual Buddhists.They tend to look down to, you know, those who read the Amitabha Buddha Sutra, those who tend to just believe in, you know, reciting the name and believe that they will go to the Amitabha realm. They tend to look down and saying that they are from Amitabha practitioner, kind of look down at them.
到了什么地步呢？就是那些佛教徒，尤其是那些知识分子的佛教徒呢，他们一般上就看不起或看轻那些会读诵、会深信这个对于这个阿弥陀名号的念诵然后就会往生西方极乐净土的这种修行者。也就是说呢，他们会看轻蔑那些修阿弥陀佛法门的人。
So I think Chinese Buddhism has really contributed a lot to the world of Buddhism for keeping the tradition of this Amitabha Sutra, I believe.
仁波切认为呢，中国佛教真正的是对这个佛教世界里面做出了许多伟大的贡献，尤其是在这个保留阿弥陀经的这个修持方面。
Because the sutras that talks likeSutras like Amitabha Sutra that talks about pure land, Sutra that talks Buddha nature, such as Langa Avatara Sutras, are so important.
因为呢，那些谈到这个净土的经，如这部《阿弥陀经》，以及那些谈到楞伽经的那些谈到这个佛性的经，比如《楞伽经》等等，这些经都是非常重要的。
You know, okay, maybe this is becoming too technical and academical, but in the part of the package, so you have to hear this.
可能这里就会有点学术性，但因为是整个包装里面的必有的一部分，所以你必须聆听。
Sutras such as Prajnaparamita Sutra is really like form is emptiness, emptiness is form, all that.
有一些经典如这个般若波罗蜜多经，他们经常提到就是色即是空，空即是色等。
And then the sutras such as Amitabha Buddha Sutra talks about like the seven different swimming pools, the swans, the flowers, all of this.
如这个阿弥陀经里面，他就谈到有七种不同的游泳池等等。
And also the, you know, the Buddha nature, everything.
还提到佛性等。
Who is more important?
谁比较重要呢？
Cannot decide that one.
很没办法决定下定论。
You know.Even in Tibet, many different schools of thoughts make different comments. Different schools of thoughts, they make different comments about which one is more important.
即便是在西藏里面，也有很多不同的教派的种种的想法他们都有不同的评论，说哪一类比较重要。
I don't know. This is again very my limited understanding. Okay.The teachings that really explains the emptiness seems to have gone to Tibet more and emphasized by the Tibetans.
这个现在仁波切所说的也是源自于他的这个不完整的理解，也就是说关于空性方面的教授呢，似乎在西藏更为发扬光大，那在西藏得到更大的重视。
You know, the Nagarjuna and the gang.
你知道，就是龙树菩萨和他其他那些人。
Teachings that talks about the Buddha nature and, you know, I mean, you know, the Sukhavati and all of this seems to have really taken its root in places like China and Japan.
那么，关于佛性西方极乐世界等等的这种教授呢，似乎在中国、日本等地生根。
And for me, if you ask me which one is more important, very difficult to make a comment on this.
那如果你问仁波切说哪一个更为重要呢？仁波切说非常困难，没有办法评论。
Okay. If you ask somebody to extract oil from sesame seed,
如果你让一个人从芝麻里面呢，芝麻籽里面提炼出里面的油出来的话。
You have to convince this person that a sesame seed has oil.
你必须说服那个人说芝麻籽里面有油。
You can't give this person a stone and say extract oil.
你不可以给这个人一块石头，然后说从中取出油出来。
So, in this way, teachings like Buddha nature, Amitabha Sutras are so important.Really important, because in order to give a student a job, the job has to be undeceiving.
此一来呢，关于佛性和阿弥陀佛等的教授是实在的重要的，因为你要给这个学生一份工作的话，你这给他的这份工作，这项任务必须是一个无欺的任务，就是没有欺骗的一个任务。
There's a very good analogy spoken by the Buddha himself.In the Mahaparinirvana Sutra,
在大般若经里面呢，佛陀本身大般若涅槃经里面呢，佛陀本身引用了一个很好的例子。
Let's say, a woman has just given a birth to a baby.
比如有一个女人刚生下孩子。
And this baby really needs for nutrition. This baby needs to drink milk.
因为营养的需要呢，这个小孩子和小婴孩真的很需要喝牛奶。
And yeah, we all know that.
我们都知道。
But let's say a physician realized that this baby can't have a milk for some time.
那比如说，有一位医师，他知道这个小婴孩有某段时间之内不能够饮用人奶的话呢。
So in order for the baby.To divert longing for the milk, the physician suggests to apply something bitter on mother's nipple.
那为了要让这个小孩子把他的注意力从他想要渴求喝这个人奶的注意力移开的话呢，这个医生可能就会建议说，在母亲的胸部上涂上一点苦苦的东西。
So every time baby goes to drink the milk, baby encounters this bitterness and then develops this detachment from the mother's milk.
那每当这婴孩要饮用这个妈妈的奶水的时候呢，他所尝到的都是一种苦味，而这久而久之，婴孩就产生了一种对这个母亲的这个奶水的一种他对他的执着就减少了，厌离心。
Okay, as the time goes by, the baby is okay. Now the physician says, now you have to make the baby drink milk, otherwise the baby have to have nutrition.
那过了一段时间以后呢，这婴孩就痊愈了。那这时候医生就说，现在你要让你的婴孩喝牛奶，喝奶水，因为他需要那奶水的营养。
Mother then has to lure back the baby to drinking the milk.
因此呢，母亲又要再度的引诱这个小孩，让他再度的喝奶水。
Yeah.This is a very great analogy, I think.
这个例子是一个很好的一个比喻。
Like the baby, we need to know the Buddha nature. We need to know the Amitabha realm.
就像那婴孩一样，我们需要知道关于佛性和阿弥陀净土。
But our physicians, our teachers, our masters also know.That you may end up going to a certain extreme, like what we talked earlier, the heavenly experience and so on and so forth. Then the teachers apply the antidote, the emptiness, the prajnaparamita, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, everything is emptiness, heaven is emptiness, sukhavati is emptiness, non-existence of even the Buddha.
那但是呢，我们的医生，也就是我们的老师。他们知道我们可能会落入一种极端，就是像刚才谈到的这种种天界的经验。因此呢，我们的老师就运用这个对峙的来对峙这一点呢，他就教我们关于空性波尔波罗蜜多，一直谈到色即是空，空即是色，一切都是空的，天界、阿弥陀佛、极乐净土。即便是佛本身也是空性。
So this is why I was telling you earlier, to really make a comment which one is more important, we cannot make any comment such. Obviously, we now know that both are necessary.
因此呢，仁波切之前所说的，我们没有办法评论说哪一个比较重要。很明显的。我们两个都需要。
Okay, so going back to the Amitabha Sutra. In the Amitabha Sutra, again and again, it is mentioned and advised that one must have unwavering devotion, trust, and faith in the existence of the Amitabha realm and the power, omniscience, and the compassion of the Buddha.
此呢，回到这个《阿弥陀经》里面。经中一再一再的提到，并且劝告我们要升起毫无动摇的这种信心、信念、前进心、信任，就是关于对于这个阿弥陀净土以及对于阿弥陀佛本身的全知智慧以及他的慈悲，升起这样的一种信念。
Okay, so what does this mean? This means belief plays a very important role, so-called belief.
那这什么意思呢？意思就是我们的这个信心或者我们的信仰呢，我们的信念是非常的重要。
I was looking at the dictionary, the definition of belief.
仁波切之前有翻查字典，这个相信的定义是什么？
I don't know what your Chinese word believe, but anyway,the word belief seems to have this connotation that without, like a kind of a vague reason, you just believe on a notion. It's just a notion. No valid, tangible kind of reasoning.
那 仁波切不知道在我们中文字里的这个相信或者信念是什么意思，但他查的字典里面这英文的 belief 信念的意思呢，就是说他有一个这样的一个含义，就是这样的一个信念或者信仰或相信呢，是基于一种很含糊的理由，只不过是因为你相信有某种概念，也只不过是一个概念，而并不是有真正的具体正确准确的一种理。
Basically, belief seems to have a connotation of being blind.
那这种信仰呢，或者相信的东西，是有一种这个盲目的这概念在里面。
So, if you talk to a scientist about Amitabha realm, its swimming pools and the swans and the you know talking trees and all of that, of course they will laugh.
那如果你和一位科学家说有这样的一个净土，那里有一些鹅啊鸟啊在那里游泳，然后树都会互相的讲话沟通，那他们当然一定会笑你哦。
But you should really think deeply what belief is.
但你应该很深入的去思考真正的这个信仰是什么呢？
After a lot of thinking, I have come to a conclusion that there is only one thing on the whole world that we can do, and that is believe.
仁波切
in the whole world.
仁波切想了很久，最后呢，他达到这样的一个结论。在这整个世界里面，所有的东西里面，我们所能够做的唯一的一件事情，就是信仰或者相信。
You can call yourself critical, skeptical, investigative, logical, scientist, objectivist, all of these. No matter what, at the end of the day, all you can do is believe in something.
可以自称自己为是具批判性的、具怀疑性的，能够很逻辑。你是什么科学家？是很就是等等方面。那不管你怎么称自己呢？无论如何，到归根究底，到了最后一步，你还是会相信某样东西。
Even you are stubborn and systematic reason to not to believe is actually a belief to that particular reason.
即便是你这个很有系统性，那么很对不起，即便是你这个很固执而且很具系统性的这个理由，让你认为你很有理由不去相信某样东西呢，可是实际上你还是相信你的这个理由。
The fact that the Chinese looking at two sticks and have generations, thousands of years believe that it can pick up a noodly looking object and call it a chopstick, it worked up to today.
那就比方说中国人，我们看着两根棍子或者两根棒子，那我们世世代代几千年，我们相信说这两根棍子呢能够捡起一些看起来像这个面条的东西，然后我们称这两个棒子做筷子。那这样的一个信仰呢，这样的一个信念直到今天还在进行着。
When a Chinese look at the chopstick, Chinese have no doubt that it is not going to function as a food picker. Right?
当中国人看着筷子的时候呢，中国人是不会有丝毫的疑惑，说这个筷子可能没有办法就是夹起食物。
When an Amazonian Indian look at the two chopsticks, it may be just good to make some fire kindling.
当这个印第安人他们看到这个筷子的时候呢，他所看到的可能是说这筷子对于生火非常有用。
Belief is so strong. Now, of course, we have jade-made chopsticks. There is a way to hold it. There's the instructions on the chopstick, container. And then there's the chopstick, the some kind of a thing that, you know, lifts up the chopsticks in a certain restaurants. And there's instant chopsticks and there's all kinds of chopsticks. We have the culture of the chopsticks. So the culture comes from belief.
那这样的一种信仰呢，是多么的强呢？ 到今天我们还有玉做的筷子。 然后在这个筷子的包装上面呢，包装里面还包括了一些说明，说你要怎么用这个筷子，怎么去拿这个筷子，甚至呢，在餐厅里面也有东西撑起你的筷子，然后还有即用即丢的筷子，各种各样的筷子都形成了一种文化，而这种种文化都源自于信仰。One
of the greatest tools that we use in our modern society is mathematics.
那在我们现代社会里面其所用的其中一个最伟大的方法呢，就是算术。
2+2=4. That is a belief.
2+2=4. 这是我们的信仰。
And it is a totally blind belief, actually.
实际上这是一个完全盲目的信仰。
But it worked. Just like the chopstick.
可是非常有效, 就如筷子一般有效。
It worked for people who knows 2+2=4. But it doesn't work for cats and dogs.
它对于那些知道2+2=4的人来说是非常有效的, 但这个信仰对于猫和狗却完全无效。
Actually, it doesn't work for many Tibetan lamas.
对许多西藏喇嘛来说也是无效的。
Their curriculum doesn't have mathematics.
他们的教学所学到的东西没有包括算术。
So for a scientist, for a mathematician, 2+2, when they see this, just like the Chinese looking at chopstick, there is not even a scant of doubt that it is four.
对于科学家和算术学家来说，当他们看到2+2的时候，对他们来说就好像中国人看到筷子一样，是完全没有丝毫的疑惑，说这个是不准确的、不正确的。And
then there's more into this, because some of these beliefs are useful, like two plus two is four. That's very useful. And chopstick.
而这些信仰呢，有一些是非常有用的，就好像2+2=4，还有筷子，这些信仰都很有用。So
when things become usable, then the belief has become stronger.
那当东西有用的时候呢，那个信仰就更为坚强坚固了。And
when the belief, okay. Also, when the belief is shared by a lot of people, we are talking about consensus, democracy, then of course that system has become even more strong.
而当这份信仰呢，为其他许多的人共同所拥有的话呢，那我们在这里所说的就是一种同意，大家都同意赞同说这个东西存在，也谈到的就是democracy.
And when that system also works for a certain period, for a long time, like 2+2=4, like several hundred years ago, and it's still several hundred, after several hundred years, it's still, you know, 4, and it, you know, it actually solidifies, the belief system solidifies.
刚才所提的就是民主系统或者大家都同意的一种系统。那还有呢，就是当这样的一个信仰持续了很长的一段时期，比方说几百年前2+2=4，几百年后2+2还是等于4，这样的情况下呢，这样的一种信念就会固化，变得很坚固。So,
first I want you to really think about this so-called belief. Okay, we are, you know, in the Amitabha Sutra, we have to believe the Western land, the Amitabha Buddha, all the decorations, all of that, right? But first, you think about the value of belief.
那首先仁波切要我们想想多一点关于这个信仰的东西。那在阿弥陀经里面，我们要想这个西方净土阿弥陀佛还有他的种种言事。但是首先呢，我们应该思维说这个信仰的重要性。
Yeah, I've given you some of the ideas just now.
蔡仁波切给我们一些。
To be precise, no matter who you are, religious, non-religious, gullible, skeptical.You only have one thing that you do. That's all you do, and that's called belief.
那确切来说，无论你是什么人，无论你有宗教信仰没有宗教信仰，无论你是很轻易相信别人的，还是非常容易怀疑、具批判性的，那你唯一所能做的一件事情，你所做的一切事情当中，唯一所真正做到的就是信仰。
Now, if we ask, we are soon going to have a break. We are soon going to have a break. Okay?
那我们快要有休息时段。
Yeah, but before the break, I want to put this in your head.
在休息之前，仁波切要我们把他说的话放在脑中。
If we ask, so, where does the belief fit in with the Shakyamuni Buddha and Buddha Dharma? What are we supposed to do with this belief?This thing that, the only thing that we do, the belief. What do we do with this?
那如果有人问说，这个信仰呢，和释迦牟尼佛以及佛法这种是如何契入的，就是有什么关系？那我们对于这个我们所唯一能做的这个信仰呢，我们能够用这个信仰来做些什么
？Ultimately, 到我他们这帮人是过他们的了吃死了。Ultimately.All belief system has to be crushed.
究竟而言，一切的信仰的系统呢，都必须完全的垮掉。
Deleted permanently.
永久性的把它去除。
From the root.
从它的根要根除删除。
All belief, even the swimming pools.
所有的信仰，连那些游泳池。包括在内。
Or Buddha Amitabha is red, you know.
或者阿弥陀佛是深红色等等信仰。
All that is just, you know, all that has to be gone, that has to go.
所有这一切都必须去除。
Relatively, depending on who you are, or anything that takes you to the truth.Bring you closer to the truth, you can believe relatively.
那世俗以世俗地而言呢，相对而论，就是根据你本身是什么人、什么背景，那你所任何你所做的一切，只要能够将你引至真相，能够把你带到真实这个真相那里的话呢，你都可以做。
There's a very famous quotation by Shantideva.
天菩萨有一句非常出名的一段话。
This is a really important quotation.
非常重要的一段话。
Dunghal nyevar shidendu devi mongpa domija. Okay, I will kind of loosely translate this.
波切粗略的翻译一下。
You know, as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma, we are supposed to get rid of all the ignorance, right?That's what we have to do. That's our homework.
作为一个佛法的修行者，我们所要做的就是要去除我们的无明，这是我们必须做的，这是我们的功课。
But he said there's one ignorance that you should keep for the time being.
但他说，目前来说呢，我们必须先留住一种无明。
And that is thinking that there is enlightenment.
就是认为真的有这个觉悟这一回事。
That is also ignorance, but you need that for now.
这也是一种无明，但是目前来说，你需要这样的无明。
So, when it helps to see the truth in Buddhism, or many, many different kinds of believing is not rejected, such as talking bird.
所以呢，在佛教而言呢，当任何方法只要能够帮助你见到这个真相的话呢，任何所有的这种信仰你都可以 不必去排除它，不必去抗拒它，就好像会说话的鸟儿一样。
Okay, we will have a break.
休息。
About 15 minutes.